Each year, millions suffer from hunger and malnourishment, while collectively more than a billion tons of food is wasted globally. WBGO's Marcellus Count spoke recently with the founder of a nonprofit organization dedicated to increasing awareness for ecological and wellness issues in Newark.
Since 2012, Tobias A. Fox has been the founding and managing director for Newark Science and Sustainability, Inc. Fox was born in Newark and grew up in East Orange.
I grew up in a household of 16, and so I became a product of poverty and neglect. Food insecurity was definitely high on the list for us. Thankfully, we had a roof over our head, but we were dealing with a lot of other social issues related to poverty. And so I never saw myself being involved in the development of urban agriculture in low-income communities or running an organization that dealt with science and sustainability. I never saw that happening.
After shifting his focus from the book publishing biz, Fox's appetite to help others developed from joining the ranks of Occupy Wall Street and Occupy Newark. All those interactions eventually led to the creation of Newark Science and Sustainability.
In that process, I became more in tune with farmers, and these were like rural farmers and urban farmers. I didn't know what an urban farmer was at that time. People who, you know, live in cities, you know, highly condensed cities, and they grow food wherever they can, rooftops, backyards, front yards, vacant lots, factories, indoors. And I also started meeting technicians, people who were renewable energy technicians. They had the knowledge and skill sets to transform the sun into electricity, the wind into electricity, and take pedal bikes and make pedal bike generators out of them. And so I got turned on by all this.
While Fox is pleased with how much food is being produced in Newark, he says his organization is working on how to distribute it better.
But a lot of that food that we grow gets wasted in our gardens or urban farms because we haven't developed a distribution of that food just yet. And so some people pride themselves of growing food and running up and down the street, giving it out to whomever passed by. But that's not a system. That is not a distribution system. So we've introduced a farm-to-table co-op, which really is a community-supported agriculture program. And so what this is, people pay in advance for a membership. And then with that membership, they receive 20 weeks of produce packages during the outdoor growing season. And so that's one distribution system. That's one way of ensuring that food doesn't go to waste. But why we call it a farm-to-table co-op is because it's not just about, here's your produce package, thank you for your membership. It's, hey, come into this garden or urban farm, meet the people that's actually growing this food, come participate in some of these cooking demonstrations. Here's some literature about the produce that you're receiving and its nutritional value. Let's talk about ways you can prepare this food if you don't know so. And hey, here's an herbalist who can also inform you a little more about the medicinal values of some of these herbs that we're growing and that you've just received as part of your weekly produce package.
If Fox could get the city to invest in one project that affects the environment, it would be?
Oh, man. Just one?
Yeah, I know, right? There's so many.
Right. And so I would definitely allow them to, I would definitely encourage and urge and participate in the project of the development of a localized food system. And that food system would, because it's so interdisciplinary, it would definitely allow us to look at the relationship people have with food, the cultural relationships people have with food, and it would also allow us to look at the disparities of people's access to food. And then we begin to fill in those gaps, you know? And so definitely food system is definitely at the top of the list.
Fox knows he faces a big challenge. The Food and Drug Administration notes that 1 in 10 residents in New Jersey are facing food insecurity. More than 20 pounds of food per person each month are wasted, For the WBGO Journal, I'm Marcellus Counts.